Did you go to anything like the dances or the concerts and that? Because they had a lot in Tamartin, I think. Did you ever go to those things?
Well, I used to go to Tamartin dances, right enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is not where the hall is now.
No. No.
How long have you been in Tamartin?
12 years.
Yeah. Yes. No, but the reason I'm asking that is you'll remember where the hall, you wouldn't remember where the hall was. It's practically
I know where it was. It was under the viaduct.
That's right,
yes.
Aye.
Next to Betty Watson, where Betty lives now.
Ian was a good accordion player.
Yes, she says so. Yes. Yes, they had a concert party and he was part of that.
Aye.
The accordion.
Yes, well, up in the comp, they had a comp up here, the Canadians, just up here. Mm. And always remember, because we were not allowed into it, you know, I suppose at our age, you see, into the concert party, you see.
Yeah.
And it would be fucked up, you know, with other folk. And always, you know, it was quite comical. It was a huge lady that her husband was working in a farm up there, you see. McPhee, your name was, I always mind that. And she was annoyed because she couldn't get in, you see. And we were trying to look in the window, you know, the young lads, trying to look in the window to watch this, see the thing going, you see. But we were chopping on the window, and she had been peering in the door, you know. And somebody had opened the door in a hurry, and she fell in. And another thing about that is, the same woman, there was, of course, there was blackouts, as you would know, during the war and that. And the train, she had been in Inverness, and it was dark nights anyway, you see. And the train stopped at the Slough, and there's no platform there, of course. One after the other went out, and then she was the last one to go. She fell at the top of the hole. A lot of them. Oh,
poor woman. Did the trains often stop at the Slough with no platform?
No.
They weren't supposed to stop.
No, they thought the train had stopped to let the other one pass, you see, and she thought
it was time to get
it's
out.
It's Carbridge.
I understand now.
The Carbridge is a platform and all the rest of it. And talking about the woods and that, do you know that there's every day except Sunday, there were 60-odd wagons of wood that left Carbridge Station to go to Grangemouth. I know that because I was one of them that was there.
Yes.
And I mind telling them in Lawnmark that, and it's them, they got in touch with the railway.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that was right. It was the biggest, the busiest railway in the country. Because of that, you know.
Because so much stuff.
Every day there were 60 odd wagons going.
So to Grangemouth, was that to be
That's right.
exported?
No, it went to Grangemouth and was poles dug up all round the place to save the enemy ships coming in.
Oh.
You know, that's
defences.
That's what it was used for.
Mm.
So they tell me anyway.
Mm.
And the cut pit props for the mines and that, you see.
That would go down to the Lothians and
Aye,
down
right.
there. Yes.